This is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of amazement.
Surprise.
And good times.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 60 of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Yay! We're at 60 episodes?
We are.
Wow, that's impressive. It took us a long time to get there, though.
No kidding. The last one we did was in, or rather near Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving?
Oops.
So, over 2 months ago.
Well, what's going on in your life, Chris? I mean, why has it been so long since we've recorded?
Well, not much is going on right now for me. I'm leaving the country, actually, next month. I'm going on a mission trip, and I will be away for 5 months.
Very long time!
Very, very long. So, this appears to be the last episode until I get back.
That's okay. Well, I actually have a...
An announcement?
An announcement regarding when you get back. Because something will be very different when you get back, Chris.
Do tell.
I don't know. Maybe I should wait for the end of the show.
Wow, you're such a tease.
Okay. So, the reason that I have been so busy and have not been able to record is because I have been... I'm trying to get school done, and I have finally graduated from college. Yay! But that's not the actual full announcement. There's something else. And some of you were good, and you guessed it. Some of you were cautious and didn't. But on November 1st, my boyfriend, Eli, proposed to me, and I'm now engaged. And... I have been busy trying to finish school up and planning a wedding and moving back home and all kinds of fun things like that. And I'm getting married, hopefully. We're looking at June. And how many ands can I put in this sentence, Chris?
I don't know. Keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. And...
And...
So, yeah, that is what's been going on in my life. I am engaged, and I'm going to be getting married in June, but I've already talked it over with my fiancé, and at least on my end, this podcast, I am still going to be able to keep recording. So as long as Chris is able when he gets back from his mission trip, we should be good to go. Yep, that's what's going on.
And in the world of Odyssey, there's been quite a lot going on.
Happening, finally.
Over the last couple months. Do you want to quickly go over our final thoughts on Darien's Rise, since we haven't quite wrapped up our review on it yet?
Yes. Let's just kind of wrap the whole thing up, Chris.
Okay. Did you want to go first?
Nope. You can.
Okay. So, my overall thoughts were...
That's Sarah language for I don't remember, so I just jogged my brain.
It has been a while. It has been a while. Once I listened to the entire drama, I thought, good adaptation. It remained, for the most part, faithful to all the events in the original story. I was very pleased with the acting from Jim Cummings, Pete Renaday, Rachel Fox. Almost all the acting was superb and stellar. But the one nagging thing about this series for me, and I know for a couple other people, was, I hate to admit it, but Shane Barmel, you let me down. Shane, you let me down. And Sarah, I mean, we both agreed that he wasn't emoting that well. So for me, that kind of put a damper on what was, for the most part, an excellent series. But I guess for me, there was just a little bit of a letdown because it wasn't an original story. Like, when Fletcher's Rebellion came out, the original passage of the story, it was completely brand new. There was no story attached to it. Like, it was fresh. Whereas Darien's Rise was an adaptation of a story that we already knew. And because it was something that we already knew, there wasn't anything to look forward to. There was no intrigue. There was no suspense, because we knew what the end result was going to be anyway. And so for that reason, I felt that it lacked a certain edge to it. I don't know. What were your thoughts?
I pretty much agree with everything you said, to be honest. There were some things I really liked. There were times where it held my attention. But there were other times I was just like, shudder. I don't really know what to say. I honestly am trying to remember things, and I can't. I remember little bits here and there. The part of the, are we calling her a witch? Sorceress?
Yes.
She did good. At first, I didn't realize who she was. Like, I did, but I didn't. Until it came back around again, and she was, because she feared the unseen one, and that threw me off a little bit. But then I kind of was like, oh, okay, now I get it. I'm good now. So, I thought her part was good, too.
What were your thoughts on Audra Wozniacki playing Michelle?
I liked it. I thought she did good.
I liked her better as Michelle than I did as Katrina, actually.
I can see that.
Although that's more of a...
Personal preference,
Pamela Hayden.
She's not
Katrina.
Coming back. Let it go.
I know.
Let it go, people.
The funny thing, as much as I would love to see more Eugene Katrina episodes, I actually almost don't want to see any more of them, because you can't recreate those moments. The time when Eugene and Katrina were still single or still dating, like, the best part of the relationship was when they weren't married. So now that they're married, it's right. Like, okay, forget them.
Okay, one thought on Katrina. People complain a lot about how she's been dumbed down and everything.
I know, right? Leave it alone, people.
And I can understand that, but I just had a thought. What if it's not so much her being dumbed down as it is her growing up? Not that she's lost all the smarts, but she's learned how to not flaunt it and adapt better to...
Well, I guess that same argument could be used for Eugene and why he doesn't use the 12-letter words anymore, because he's more relational now.
Right, he's grown up.
He's
it's
grown
not
up.
That his character's
he's matured.
He's, exactly.
Yeah.
See, okay, writers, we gave you an out here. You have an out.
Well, I mean, it's interesting we talk about Eugene and Katrina, because one of the questions that was asked in the producer Q&A podcast that was, I think it aired 2 weeks ago. It was a question posed to the producers regarding Eugene and Katrina having a baby and how that would so drastically influence their characters, especially Eugene's, because then he would become a father. And as a father, Eugene would not be the Eugene that we know and love. And that is why, at least in the foreseeable future, we cannot have Eugene, or they cannot have Eugene, be a father.
Well, that and what in the world do they do with the kid?
And what they would do, yeah, exactly. And another thing was just the fact that this is more, this isn't the parenting show, this is a family show. So the issues that they would have to deal with would go beyond what the average listener would even care about.
Right.
So... random tangent there that has nothing to do with Darien's Rise, but is worth bringing up since a number of people have mentioned that Katrina is no longer intelligent, supposedly.
She's intelligent. She just doesn't rub it in anyone's face. It's very mature of her. You should give her props for that instead of tearing her down for it. Okay.
Okay, well, we've harped enough on the negatives of Darien's Rise. Let's talk about the
positives. Hey, I said positive.
We, the general we.
I don't think I said positive, so hey.
Okay, so one thing that stood out to me that was really powerful was the scene that didn't make it into the radio version, which I was really bummed out by because, like, you think that this scene would be so integral to the story, and they cut it out. I don't believe you've listened to the radio versions, correct?
No, I have.
You have.
I have listened to the radio versions. I did
Okay.
not listen to a CD.
Okay.
I don't have any.
I listened to both. I mentioned this, I think, in the last podcast we did,
Yes.
listening to the radio and then listening to the CD version. And there's a scene with the old judge, and he talks about how the unseen one makes us
Well,
work for things. He
perhaps,
says,
but the unseen one rarely makes things easy for us.
why not?
Because the unseen one knows our hearts. When we're given things easily, then we dismiss them easily. When the unseen one makes us work and sweat and struggle a little for what we have, then we respect and treasure them.
And that stood out for me because I could really it related to me personally because a lot of the things that I've worked toward, I mean, just like school, graduation. I mean, yourself, you've graduated, and how much more do you appreciate it now that after those 4.5 years that you've worked for something so long, right? Whereas if someone have just if you just I know you can like buy diplomas now, right? And what's the value in that, right? When you have something but you've not worked for it.
Well, there's value, but there's not any joy from it.
Yeah, and there's no true value in it. I mean, there's you have a sheet of paper with a, but if you know
But
you
you
have
get a good
to,
job.
yeah, you get the
And
job,
you
but
get
then you have
caught.
to if you have to apply those skills that you supposedly learned, well, you don't have them, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. So I mean, that really stood out to me, and I think that it was disappointing to see that at that didn't make it into the radio broadcast. It had, unfortunately, had to be cut. Another thing that the old judge mentioned was the fact that it's in our suffering that we see the ways of the unseen one most clearly. It is through struggles, obstacles, things in our way that we get to know and trust in God. And that's something that stood out for me because, like, that is so applicable in our daily lives. Like, it is when we are at our weakest point, when we are at the valleys of our lives, where we realize that we can't do it on our own.
Yep.
And that is, I mean, that's the story of your life.
Yeah.
It's like,
But that's also the time when you try, when at least I, the control freak, tries so hard to do it on my own. And it takes me to get even past that to be like,
yeah, you know what?
okay.
Yeah, Sarah, that's like anybody. Everybody wants to be in complete control of their life, and it's hard. It's hard to give up
Yeah.
that control.
Oh, since we're on the topic, really quickly, people have been asking a lot about how my eyes are doing, and they have been pretty stable. I haven't really gotten any vision back, but I haven't really lost any either. So thank you for your prayers, and I appreciate them. I just wanted to give a quick update. Oh, funny story. Don't know if I mentioned this or not. My fiance is blind in one eye. How cool is that?
Well, I'm sure it's not cool for him, but I'm sure it's great for you knowing that someone else is experiencing the same struggles as you have. Plus, if you put his one good eye with your stronger eye and you have two good eyes, you can see together.
I know, between the two of us, we have two working eyes. He's got one, and I've got two.
You know, you can make a lot of good metaphors out of that.
Yeah. He lost his vision playing lacrosse, and they don't like his retina detached. They don't really know because his eye was working perfectly, but he just can't see it. But they don't really know why. So that's how we ended up meeting, was in a youth ministry class.
And you both bumped into each other because you couldn't see each other.
Not quite. I had mentioned in the prayer request that I was losing eyesight, and he came up to me afterwards, and he's like, "Yeah, so I totally know what you're going through. I went blind in one eye about a year and a half ago, and this is 3 years ago now. Yeah, and so we didn't really meet. I mean, we just kind of knew each other, and then we had another class the next semester, so we started to know each other better. And then a couple months later, well, I guess about half a year later, he asked me out, and we were dating for about a year, and then he asked me to marry him. Yep.
And
I'm
the
not excited
rest.
about this at all, anybody. Just so you know, that's not why I'm bringing it up at all.
Yeah, Sarah's not excited about this at all.
No.
Clearly.
No. Clearly, she's very unexcited about getting married.
Yeah, why would you be excited about getting married?
Don't
I
know.
don't understand. It's so overrated.
I know.
So,
Sorry.
considering we
Okay.
haven't done this in a long time, this may be may take some time getting used to. Rating. Final score for Darien's Rise out of 10 stars.
Oh, probably like a 7.
7.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7.5 just because the sound production was so great.
Yeah, and though what's his face, King Lawrence is awesome too.
Jim Cummings
is amazing. He helped it, and everybody else other than Shane just did great. Even Rachel Fox kind of got on my nerves a little bit every now and again.
Rachel Fox is a great actress, but she can sometimes come across as a little polished, and I think, at least for me, that's kind of what... There were moments when she kind of sounded like she wasn't really... It didn't sound authentic at times. But for the most part, I mean, it was superb. And that would be a perfect segue to our next kind of line of discussion is the upcoming season. Album
Yay!
51. Woohoo! Okay,
before we get there, there's something else we should talk about.
What?
Pop episodes.
Oh. Well, we could do that.
We're not quite at the new season yet. We need to go in order here, Chris.
Okay, well, let's go to the pub episodes.
Which is really fun to say, by the way.
Yes. For those of you who haven't seen it yet on the official site, basically they play the entire episode from Album 51, an episode from 51.
Album 50, not 51.
Album 50, right. Yeah, I know, I'm so excited for Album 51. I want to be here now.
Album 50.
Album 50. Starting with the capsule comes to town, and there's like a bunch of behind-the-scenes trivia and actor information that pops up on the screen during various points throughout the episode. Very interesting stuff.
Yes. Exactly what I wanted, like, what I always wanted for, like, an Odyssey trivia thing. It was perfect. Although I've heard from different people that they're horribly tedious to make.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because, I mean, you're trying to read all this great stuff and at the same time listen to the episode.
I had to
pause it a couple times to catch up on some of the longer text.
I did that, and then I just muted the episode.
Well, I'm sure that helped, too. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall, I prefer the audio commentaries over pop episodes, but I haven't really been too disappointed from what I've seen so far, so...
My only complaint about the audio commentary is that I get distracted listening to the background noise, and I forget to listen to the people that are talking.
Well, I mean, the great thing about the audio commentaries is that, I mean, they've been very well produced, so that whenever the director, the writer is talking, they will lower the volume of the episode. So it's not, you can't get that distracted from it. Oh.
Never underestimate me.
You do have to mute your pop episode, so.
You know what? Okay, so yeah, pop episodes are awesome and they're really, really fun.
Yeah.
And thank you everyone for whoever put them together.
Yeah, props to Lizzie G for the latest one.
Yeah.
Good job.
I haven't actually heard the latest one. It's sitting in my in Firefox. It's ready. It's loaded and it's ready to be listened to. I just haven't had time to listen to it yet.
Yeah.
So. Oh, random thing, because I meant to mention it earlier and I forgot. So you're going on a missions trip, right?
Yep.
I am also going on a missions trip in February.
Sweet.
To the Dominican Republic again.
Where to?
The Dominican Republic again.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't remember if I mentioned it or not. I went 2 years ago and I'm going back. And it makes me excitedly happy.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, okay, sorry, continue on. Album 51!
Album 51. So we learned a lot of new information in the video podcast. Lots of great, juicy spoilers. Yeah. Courtesy of...
Brock.
Brock, thank you, Brock. What's happening in Album 51?
I don't know!
Okay, let's see. New characters.
There's new family.
This is what I wanted to talk about because I'm really excited about these new characters we're getting.
Yay!
The biggest... We pretty much know all the characters for the Parker family.
Yep.
We have... There's actually going to be three kids. Matthew Parker, Camilla Parker, and Olivia Parker.
I like Camilla. It's pretty.
Yeah, it is a great name. A point of interest regarding Olivia is that she's being played by an adult actress. Now, granted, the character is going to be...
I thought that was the mom at first. I was really confused.
The mom is being played by an actress by the name of Amanda Troup.
Okay.
So, yeah, Olivia is being played by Hope Levy. And she sounded awfully familiar. I thought she'd played one of the Kidsborough characters. And I think they had planned on using some of the... of integrating the Kidsborough characters with the regular shows.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's still in the works or not. But obviously with this, the move to have Olivia being played by an adult seems to suggest that they will be moving forward with this idea of having adults playing their kids. And this goes back to my point about Rachel Fox sounding a little bit polished. I'm all for having characters who can last a long time. I mean, look at characters like Jimmy, Sam Johnson,
and Lucy.
A lot of these characters grew up on the show, and they were fan favorites for sure. The problem I find with having adults is that you don't get to see that progression.
I would much rather prefer having an adult play a kid character and sound like a kid than a kid who sounds like they have spent their entire life in acting classes.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. What we need is not kids like Rachel who've acted since they were three. We need kids who have never acted in their lives. When you have Jimmy, Donna, Lucy, Jack, all those characters had never acted before, at least as far as we know. And that is that's what I miss about those characters, is that they didn't necessarily know what they were doing, but that's what made them so great.
Well, and the reason Odyssey can't really go back to that right now is because they're unionized now. And so in order to work for them, you have to be part of the union. You have to have an agent.
Yeah, no, I understand that whole unionized deal. But I still think, as far as looking for new talent to play their kids, I still think Odyssey can lean towards those who may not have the same amount of experience as actors like Rachel or Shane. They should be able to find actors and actresses who may not have the rich history of acting, who may not have the most astounding resume in the world, but who sound like just natural, ordinary kids.
Right. I guess my point is that most of the people that are going to be auditioning are doing so because they want to make a career out of this, not because they want to do something fun. And the kids that we had before, like Lucy and Jack and everybody, they were doing this for fun. And they weren't as serious about it. And so that's why... like, all the newer kids sound polished and, like, you know, it's not... I think they're going to have a hard time finding what you're asking for because most of the kids that are in the business now are in it for the business, not... I mean, they like it, but they're in it for the business. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's definitely a valid point.
So you're not just going to find a kid off the street who has no, you know, no history or anything, who's just doing this because it's fun. They're going to be doing it for a career.
Right. What I'm suggesting, though, is that they perhaps lean towards those who do not have that established career yet. Maybe they're striving towards it, but they don't have it yet. And someone like Rachel, she's done TV, she's done radio, so she's done all sorts of things already. Not to suggest that they should dump Rachel Fox by any means, but perhaps in the future they could look for those who may just be starting off. So... as far as the upcoming season goes, I'm curious to see how the actors who play Camilla and Matthew will do, since they appear to be fairly young, relatively young. So it'll be interesting to see how long they stick around for.
Yep, I'm interested. Okay, so what other characters we have in the new season?
Well, we saw a clip of Jess Harnell playing this Mortimer character. I'm not sure if that's the same. Like, there's Paul McCusker mentioned a character by the name of Red, who is an adult, and he is apparently a very quirky and funny character. I'm not sure if that's someone played by Jess Harnell or not.
Can I just say what Jess is doing different voices for that character? He totally used the voice that he uses for Finian Jones in Lamplighters Productions.
Oh, okay.
I recognized the voice and I was like, hey! I know that voice.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Lamplighter in a while, so...
I keep forgetting about it.
Oh, one thing that they are introducing like again, this goes back to the Parker family, is a Hispanic grandmother.
I wonder if they're using the same lady that they use for all of the other Hispanic women parts in Odyssey. I just realized they use the same woman for all of that. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, the same
I don't know who she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did, because she was the maid in Fifth House on the Left, and I think she was Maria in Across the Floor
Dead. Yeah.
And she was in, she played some of the voices in Central America when Jason was down there and with Danny T. Drone. There was something else that she was in, and I don't remember now.
Yeah. I don't know if she could pull off the grandmother or not.
She sounded older. Like, she was able to pull off an older voice in the 2011.
2011, so. She sounded like she could be easily in her 40s or 50s, yeah.
All right. What else shall we discuss, Chris?
I think that is it.
Well, hopefully we'll hear from you guys soon then, and hopefully you'll hear from us sooner than a long time from now.
Well, at the minimum, it will be about 5 or 6 months.
Oh, that's so sad.
But maybe one of us will blog between then and now.
I'll try to remember.
But in the meanwhile, there is still lots of exciting stuff to look forward to, including Album 51. And that's coming up in only, what, 3 months?
Why did I think it started at the end of January? Apparently it doesn't. That depresses me.
Nope.
I thought it was coming sooner than that. Darn it.
No, the new year is nearly upon us.
Yay! Yay for New Year's!
Well,
yay for New Year's!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
And have a happy New Year.
And who cares about New Year's? All right, have a happy Valentine's Day, President's
what?
Day, Martin Luther King Day, Easter, Memorial Day, St. Patrick's Day. Am I missing any?
Canada Day.
We'll be back before Canada Day.
Hopefully. No promises.
Okay. Whatever.
Enjoy your holiday. And talk to you in 2010.
Okay. Bye!
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.